Passing the Lord's Test. Do we put God first in all circumstances? The Lord will test us to find out. We should not think that the great spiritual leaders of history were the only ones to be tested. Just as Job in the Bible underwent severe trials, we all have challenges that give us the opportunity to demonstrate the level of our commitment to spiritual life. The stories about Job's many difficulties are not merely about events that happened to somebody else. They are for us to study and ponder in order to be better prepared for our own trials. If we analyze and understand Job's ordeals, we can learn how to be successful despite our own difficulties. Then, when challenges arise, we can smile, realizing, here's my chance to get more mercy from the Lord. Here's my chance to prove my dedication and to demonstrate that I'm in the world, but not of it. Of course, we can also fail our tests by remaining attached to this world, which means that we are not yet receptive to God's will. Remember, the Lord tests us to discover whether we are willing to put Him first no matter what. That is why we should remain calm if we have no money, no food, nobody to talk to most of the time, nobody to laugh with, or nobody with whom to share our lives. This has all been arranged by the Lord, and there is a reason for the situation we are facing that is higher than we can discern. If there were no greater reason, God would be making a mistake in our circumstances. If we accept that proposition, then we must believe that God acts foolishly and cheats us sometimes. No, it is we who make mistakes, not God. There is a divine order in the apparent inequality of one person's great abundance and another's unending misery. The Lord notices what we do with what He gives us. He also wants to see how we behave if He takes something away. When everything seems to be going well, we should be careful not to fall into the trap of saying selfishly, "All praises to You, Lord. You are so wonderful. Now bring me more stuff." If we maintain that attitude, we are apt to curse the Lord or wonder if there really is a God at all when He takes everything away.